Back here on Mixed Bag at 102.7 WNEW-FM on this Sunday morning. I'm Jim Monahan, and my guests this morning will be in town tomorrow and Tuesday at the Beacon Theater. Indigo Girls, good morning, and thanks for coming in today.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Fine.
A lot of things have happened to you in a very short amount of time. How are you guys dealing with the amount of success that you've had so far?
Well, we're not really, I don't think... We don't really notice it too much. I mean, we notice some things about it, but we're sort of trying to remain the same as we were and not really pay attention, much attention to it. And I don't know. I mean, we've been successful in some ways, but we're still sort of underground, and we're not like what I guess the populace would consider to be
successful or in the mainstream.
Yeah.
Our lives are normal.
Yeah.
Still.
There was an article that appeared in a local music publication, the East Coast Rocker. Lydia Carol DeFritos interviewed you guys. And you got into the fact, I think one of you moved recently at the time that the interview was done. And just a feeling that, you know, I've been in the city too much. I want to pull back because I need some time to think. And I was wondering if that was a result of just personal growth or if everything that had happened had just steamrolled.
That was probably me. At the time, I wasn't moving. I'm planning on moving, like, into the deep country, into the forest. But that's more of a personal growth thing. I think it was accelerated by the fact that my life is a little crazy, and I've lived in the same place for a long time, and I've grown up in the same place. So besides the music thing, there's everything. And so it's just, I was sort of forced into a decision to move out into the country, but it was a decision I probably would have made anyway.
Mm-hmm. You both enjoy traveling?
Yeah. I was just thinking, though, that probably the more we tour and the more we're in different cities every night and the more we're surrounded by people a lot, the more it makes me want to retreat to, you know, someplace quiet, whereas I didn't used to have as strong an inclination to do that. So I really love traveling and I love touring, but there's also, you need a place and a time to spend by yourself or among your family and friends at home, too. So as long as there's a healthy balance of both things, we'll be fine.
One of the things that did happen to you was the Grammy nomination, and your names have come up again because there's the possibility that you may get the award now that it's been taken from Millie or Vanilli or both of them or whoever is singing on that record. How do you feel about that whole controversy?
The Ice Cream Brothers.
I think
we both are in agreement now that it's kind of a weird thing to re-award it to somebody. I mean, it's the responsible thing for the Grammy committee or whatever to do, but it's kind of a weird thing.
I'm sure we wouldn't turn it down if they...
No, but we felt like we were sort of rooting for Soul to Soul.
Yeah, we thought Soul to Soul deserved it.
Because that was a pretty high-profile year for them, and...
There's also some talk that instead of giving it to someone else, to give it to the actual musicians who had performed on the Milli Vanilli record. Yet,
now there's a good idea.
Well, at the same time, though, I think they were involved in such a major deception that I don't know if it's right to give it to them. It may be fair, but I don't know if it's right.
That's a good point. Yeah. I didn't think about it from that end, but everybody in that situation, no one's really a victim. Everyone's sort of a, you know... responsible, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I just feel sorry for those two guys who wanted to sing on their own record, and the guy said, no, you cannot, and then everything blew wide open, even though everyone already knew it anyway.
So. I've been teasing friends of mine by saying, hey, even the Monkees sang on their own records, man. The new album is called Nomads, Indians, and Saints from Indigo Girls. The LP title comes from the song World Falls. Tell me about that.
Well, the song is about wanting to have immortality because the world is so beautiful. That's basically what it's about. I personally have a real problem with, I think a lot of people do, with like fear of death. And the reason I do is because I have such a good time all the time and I never want anything to end. And so the song was my way of dealing with that, the beauty of nature and the beauty of the earth and everything. And that's what it involves.
This is brand new from Indigo Girls, World Falls at 102.7 WNEW-FM.